This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Wolf, Kimball, Patterson, signed. We have hockey news in Calgary. It is time for episode 57, Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, rolling on through this quarantine, May 3rd, 2020. NHL season still on pause, but we are still going here at Flames Unfiltered. Well, this week is bringing back some normalcy to the world. Golf is back in Canada. Soft openings on some businesses. This is great to see. I'm not going to lie, it's been kind of a last couple of weeks of turmoil, just trying to get where are we at with this whole coronavirus. Are we getting better? Or are we not? Is the fear starting to go down a little bit, or is it still on max force? I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it. I'm glad we're getting back to normal a little bit, but I'm also a little fearful of it. I've been escaping my fears with a little bit of golf. It's been nice to get back out onto the golf course. It's kind of been my escape from this this quarantine. It's been my time to be able to get out by myself and spend a little time. I live just over the Canadian border in North Dakota, where most of our businesses have stayed open. We've been one of the better states in the United States to, I guess, limit the spread of this. Restaurants and bars opened back up yesterday. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I guess we'll see. Hopefully, we can, not see a spike in cases and, we can keep things moving on a positive direction. If there is positives, this virus has brought me closer to my family. I've spent a lot of great time with my kids and my wife and a lot of walks and a lot of family meals and a slower lifestyle. And it's been kind of nice. Again, I've been out golfing. It's also taught me to appreciate the little things in life a little bit more than what we did. It seems like in all of Canada and all of the states, we run a kind of a rough shot, you know, busy lifestyle all the time. And we take, a lot for granted and we forget to slow down once in a while and enjoy a little bit of, the little things in life. I do miss hockey greatly. But I'm also starting to get to the point where, I don't know, I'm falling into off season mode. I'm also starting to mentally shift gears into next season. Although I like hearing all these talks about hockey coming back and having a playoff this summer, it worries me a little bit. I don't mean to sound negative, but I don't really see it happening. And I don't think I'd be upset, or I don't think a lot of fans would be upset if Bettman's just said, hey, look, here's the situation. Here's where we're at. Here's what we're up against. I feel better if we just focus on next year starting on time and we roll with that. I don't think there'd be that many people too upset. I hate waiting and I hate not knowing. And, I guess that's what you get, with a pandemic is not knowing and fear. Let's escape from that fear a little bit and let's talk some Flames hockey. On this episode, we're going to talk about a trio of young Flames prospects signing entry level deals this past week as Brad Treliving was busy. Then it's time to dive deep into the future of Flames goaltending. We'll then switch gears, update you on the current NHL pause and where that looks like it's going, and then we'll wrap with a great listener question about the Flames core now and what it'll be like in the future. It's time for another can't miss episode of Flames Unfiltered.
Balls can hurt, but yours don't have to. At Manscaped, we save bolts. Prevent manscaping accidents with the Lawnmower 3.0, featuring skin-safe technology by Manscaped.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk about a trio of young prospects signed this week. Good to have some Flame news. Trilla being busy. But he made it official this week when he signed Jonas Knivall to a two-year entry-level contract. The defenseman from Sweden looks to be a great prospect for the Flames. He'll play next season in Sweden before coming to North America in the fall of 2021. His contract is reportedly at $925,000 annually, and it's good to have him in the fold. Can you ever get enough defensemen? I guess Trillivan is under the same mindset as me in the fact that I don't think you can get enough. And he's been busy this year shoring up that D-line in this, mock offseason that we got right now. What the heck are we at? This is something that we've never seen before. On to the next signing. It is a forward, a 2018 sixth-round pick of the Flames. Emilio Pettersson signs a three-year entry-level contract. He just finished his second season in the NCAA at Denver of the NCHC with 35 points, 36 games. He will likely be in Stockton next year, and his contract is reportedly at $903,333. I don't know where they came up with that number, but that's what he's going to make annually for his three-year entry-level contract. And then the big signing, the one that I guess has most of us Flames fans talking, hoping, praying, and wishing on, and that is the signing of young goaltending prospect Dustin Wolf to a three-year entry-level contract. The 19-year-old was a seventh-round draft steal last season, and his year in Everett of the WHL earned him numerous accolades. He is being compared by many to Philadelphia young superstar Carter Hart, and next season we'll have him playing again in the WHL, which will make him eligible to play in the American Hockey League in 2021-22. His contract is reportedly at $925,000 annually over the three-year term. Great to have Prospect Wolf in the fold. This guy was flat out amazing this year in the Western Hockey League. It'll be really fun to see how he progresses. Each year, as you step up as a goaltender, the test gets stronger and stronger. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in our next segment as we dive deep into Flames goaltending and the game plan. Good to see signings. We've been starved for news, man. I watch so many. I try to, catch up as much on NHL news, but I'm not going to lie. It's got a little bit difficult listening to the coronavirus talk and what speculations each of the 9 million media outlets is feeling that we're going to do in the National Hockey League. And some of it is out there. Good to hear the league still thinking and talking about it. And it's good to still have NHL news, but man, I would just like to be talking about the playoffs right now and hopefully the Flames being in the second round at this point. But that looks like a wish and a prayer, and it'll be interesting to see what this week brings as far as changes with the National Hockey League.
Inside Edge Hockey News is your source for top-notch NHL podcasts, news, and rankings. Check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk a little bit about goaltending. And this is something I had planned for the offseason. I was going to break down the goaltending one week, the offense and the defense in following weeks, and we're going to kind of do it now since I really don't know what we have in store for us in the offseason and where we're going with this year and if we're going to have hockey or not hockey. So with the lack of NHL news and contracts running out here, it's time to start speculating and time to start talking a little bit about what we've got in the future. Now let's talk about last year's starting goalies, where they stand contract-wise, and what are we looking for? David Rittich, we have one more year of him on a $2.75 million contract. David Rittich this year was lights out to start the season. I was super happy with him. I thought that finally he had proven himself to be a solid National League starting goalie. And this was one of my three hopes and wishes that I laid out early on in one of the early episodes of Flames Unfiltered, was that it was so important for him to lay the groundwork to be a top-notch starting goalie. This year's numbers, as well, where we stand, he's played 48 games this year, 2.97, a .907 save percentage. A lot of struggles since the All-Star game. He filled in the All-Star game, was good in that game, if you want to call it a game, and really since then has struggled. Now, we've heard of him having an elbow injury, and I don't know how much that played a role in his struggles down the stretch, but numbers are not where we needed to be, I guess, in my mind, to feel comfortable heading into next season. As for our backup goalie this year, who was kind of a 1A, 1B, which I'm totally fine with, that's Cam Talbot. Now, Cam Talbot came into Calgary on a one-year deal that was paying him the exact same number as David Rittich, 2.75. I was very excited about this signing. And quite honestly, I'll give Cam Talbot a good grade this year. 26 games played. Had a little struggle out of the gate, but that's when Rittich was playing good, so I guess mission accomplished there. But when Rittich started to stumble a little bit, I thought Talbot was very good. And if we would have, if the season was coming to an end and the trends were trending the way they were, I would have had Cam Talbot as my starting goalie in the playoffs. Now I know Flames management is really pushing to have Rittich be that guy. And yes, we, as fans, want him to be that guy too. I just have some uncertainty there. I love his style. I love his play. But I'm not really, I can't put a pinpoint on what his exact struggles were and what caused it, whether it be injury, him being tired, overplayed, or just what I thought I felt and saw this year with Rittich down through the struggles of the latter part of the season would be a lot of frustration. And instead of using his energy and his fiery attitude in positive ways like he did earlier in the years, he was changing them to negative ways. Banging sticks, outbursts on the ice. It looked like he lacked composure. And when your goaltender lacks composure, you're in a world of hurt. That's where Cam Talbot stepped in, and I thought Cam Talbot was a calming factor. He was very, very good. I think he's well liked in the locker room. I was very happy with this play, 2.63 goals against, a .919 save percentage in 26 games for the Flames. And I thought he had kind of proven to me that he was back. Last year, his numbers, his save percentage was under .9. He had a 3.36 goals against average in Edmonton and a 3.7 in Philly. And we had kind of seen a little bit of shades of the goaltender he was in the 16-17 season in Edmonton, where he played 73 games. Yes, 73 games. Wow. 2.39 goals against average, .919. Yes, his best in his career. He was flat out amazing. He did have some good numbers when he was in New York too, but that was definitely his shining year. And so now the question lies, does Cam Talbot come back? Did he prove himself as a starting goalie again? How much would he want in a contract? Where do the Flames go with him? I would like to see him back in the fold, but we'll see. We'll discuss that a little bit more here in just 1 minute. Let's roll through some of the prospects of the Flames. And then there was Artemian, I can't say this guy's name, Artemian Zagdulin, a Russian goaltender. Let's take a look. He played most of the year, actually all of the year, in the American Hockey League in Stockton. He is currently on a contract that run is $842,000. He is a restricted free agent at the end of this season, the 24-year-old. Actually was kind of looked good in preseason. I was pretty happy with him, and kind of I thought, oh, maybe this guy's the real deal here. In 30 games in the AHL this year, 3.07, .898 save percentage, a far cry from his under 2 goals against average and .93 numbers we saw when he was in the KHL. So do we give up on him, or do we re-sign him and give him one more go? I guess that one's up in the air. I don't want to write him off yet, though. Tyler Parsons, a prospect for Calgary, who, boy, most Flames fans had high, high hopes for. I did too. He'll also be a restricted free agent at the end of this season, making $759,000. A 22-year-old, played a portion of the year in the American Hockey League, and we also saw him spend the vast majority of this season in Kansas City of the East Coast Hockey League, where in 25 games he had a 3.03 goals against average and a .911 save percentage. Probably not where we expected to see Tyler Parsons this year. I expected him to see him in Stockton, but with Zach Doolin in the picture and Gillies still in Stockton, they're really not a spot for Parsons to play. And also, I don't think his numbers in the East Coast League led me to believe that he should be playing in the American Hockey League. John Gillies, a guy, played this year in Stockton, in UFA at the end of this season, $750,000 contract. He was a bright hope for the Flames. Played quite a few games in 17-18 for the Flames, 11 games. In 2018-19, had no action with the Flames. And this year in the 19-20 season, spent his whole year in Stockton, played 30 games, a 2.69 goals against average, .907 save percentage. What do we do with John Gillies? Has his ship sailed? Many Flames fans think so, and I am definitely leaning on that also. Now, Nick Schneider is another goalie that is in the Flames system. He is a restricted free agent at the end of this year, the 22-year-old making $675,000. He spent some time, one game in Stockton this year, had a really good game, allowed a 1.38 goals against average, a .938 save percentage, a great game in Stockton, but spent most of the year with Parsons in Kansas City of the East Coast Hockey League and started 39 games, had a 3.49 goals against average and a not so great .882 save percentage. Nick Schneider is a RFA at the end of this season. And neither goaltending is really up in the air, probably the most up in the air category for the Flames this year on what we do. We'll talk a little bit about how defense is a little bit up in the air for next year, but I think there's some more stability there than we actually have in on the back end in the goaltending. The final prospect we'll talk about is that Dustin Wolf, the 19-year-old draft pick who just signed a 3-year entry-level deal. Now, Dustin Wolf is a huge bright spot this year for the Everett Silvertips of the WHL. He played 46 games, a 1.88 goals against average, a .935 save percentage, lights out this year. Earned him numerous, numerous accolades in the Western Hockey League, and boy, the Flames fans, some of them are crazy happy with Wolf and think that he is going to be the goaltender of the future, and only time will tell with that. Now, you know, you look at the history of the goaltenders in Calgary, and it hasn't been illustrious in my mind. We had Mike Vernon. Lemelin kind of started it in the whole Atlanta to Calgary transfer, and then we saw Mike Vernon step in 85-86. He was with the Flames until 93-94, then back for a short stint in 2000-2002. Vernon was amazing, obviously wins a Stanley Cup, was a good to great goalie in Calgary, and one the fans loved, and really as an organization, he was a top-notch starter, and we didn't have to worry. Now, after Vernon disappeared, Then we went through Trevor Kidd, who was supposed to be a great prospect. We went on to Rick Tabarachi, Dwayne Rollison, and then it happened. In 03-04, Mika Kiprusoff steps onto the stage, takes the Calgary Flames to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and we had the luxury in Calgary for 9 years of watching till the 2012-2013 season, Mika Kiprusoff. He was in the top 2-3 goalies in the league, wins a Vezina Trophy in Calgary, and was what every team dreams of in a starting goalie. But since Kiprusoff has left, the door is open. And that's kind of where we sit today. We went through Ramo, Hiller stepped in, Elliott stepped in, we had Gillies for a short time, and then Smith. Hiller, disappointment. I was super excited to have him. Brian Elliott, I was kind of excited to have him too, and he didn't pan out. And then Mike Smith stepped in, and although I thought he was horrendous in the regular season, was probably our best player last year in the playoffs, and he moves up north to Edmonton. So where do we go next year for goaltending in Calgary? Do we re-sign Talbot? And if so, for how much? Does Talbot want to be here? Does he feel like he's a starter now and deserves more of a commitment from an organization that Calgary can't give him? Because quite honestly, based off an article by Eric Francis on Sportsnet, he didn't feel like he got a fair shake this year at being the starting goalie. Now, he hasn't ruled out returning to Calgary, but his quote is, I think as long as I get a fair chance off the bat to be the starter, I don't know if this year I really got that. Well, can Flames management make that promise next year? Are they going to move off of Riddick and give Talbot the reins? Or at least have a 1A, 1B with Talbot being the 1A? Are Flames organization, are they willing to make that commitment? And if not, I think Talbot's down the road. Now, if we were to sign Talbot, how much would it cost us? Would it be a $3+ million deal? I think so. I think so. So who are the other options? Well, there's Braden Holtby in Washington. But he's making 6.1 this year, and I expect that to go up. Well, are we willing to pay more than $6 million for a goalie? I'm not. Corey Crawford will be available at a $6 million price tag. He'll get, obviously be cheaper than that, I would think. I think he's 34 years old. That would be a mistake. Robin Lehner in Vegas. Markstrom in Vancouver. That'd be the guy I would like to go at. He's making 3.66 this year, but I got a feeling he's going to double that next year. And we're talking 7+ for Jacob Markstrom. Maybe even 8. And what kind of term does he want? What kind of term do we feel comfortable in Calgary with? Thomas Greiss is another one. Halak went off the board. He signs again with Boston. And another one that I think would be a good pair if we can't get Talbot would be a Hudobin from Dallas, the 33-year-old goalie, making 2.5 this year. He'd be probably in our price range. I think it's probably more realistic that we have a 1A, 1B next year with Riddick, in the fact that, are we really willing to go out and spend big dollars and take that risk like Florida did with Bobrovsky, Montreal did with Price? Now, I think if you ask all those general managers behind closed doors, they would like to go back on those deals. That's a lot of money for one player. And with the cap getting crunched even more now and us having to pay other players, we don't have that kind of room to do that. So where do we go next year? Now, I think there's some guarantees. I think Riddick with his contract will be back next year. I think we'll see Zagdulin and Parsons, both with new contracts in the AHL. And I think we'll see young star Dustin Wolf in the juniors again this year, earning his ropes. A lot of Flames fans want to fast forward this and move him along really, really quick. Well, is that the right thing to do? Is it the right thing to move him along quick? He's 19 years old. Well, we've kind of seen Carter Hart do that, and it's worked out fine. But then we can probably name a bunch of other goalies that were probably pushed a little bit too quickly, and it didn't work out. But are we in a time frame where now young is king in the NHL, right? We're moving 19-year-olds into forward positions and even defensive positions. Now, we will not see Wolf in the next 2 years in Calgary, but maybe in year three we will. But then we also learned with Parsons, who we thought was going to be our goalie of the future in Calgary, and I'm not ruling that out yet, but when you move from juniors to the American Hockey League, we've seen a lot of differences. Parsons didn't really handle that all that well. We saw him playing in the ECHL this year, but I think he'll get his shot in the American Hockey League next year. So where does it all shake out? And what are we going to be happy with as Flames fans? I think most of the Flames fans, and we saw that in our Facebook poll last week, are good with Talbot being back. I personally am myself too. Halak was my next choice. I really wanted Halak. But I would like a Hudobin if I can't get Talbot there. I think next year we see a Talbot Riddick in Calgary, a Zegdulin Parsons in Stockton, and we see Wolf waiting in the wind. And I don't know if we don't even look a little bit more for maybe another goaltending prospect. Can you ever, in a position that's probably the hardest position out there to scout, can you ever have enough goaltending prospects? Now, what will we grade the goaltenders going into next season? Well, it's really hard to grade them when there's so many unknowns. I think there's a huge upside. Unfortunately, I feel like there's a downside too. Right now, with all the unknowns, I'd have to give it a C. Which is crazy because early in the year, I was giving our goaltender some of the biggest accolades of the team. But the slipping down the stretch by Riddick has lost confidence for me. And honestly, probably lost confidence for David Riddick himself. Is he capable? Hell yeah, he's capable. Is Cam Talbot capable? Yes. I feel very strongly that Cam Talbot is a great option in Calgary. And I don't know that we don't see Cam Talbot back next year. Now, our friends at the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered would love to announce a new contest. And here's what it is, and here's how to enter. During this time of being at home, it's a great time to get a new hockey jersey, right? You need to go on to coolhockey.com/THPN, purchase a jersey before June 1st, use promo code THPN when you're purchasing it. That'll get you 30% off. You must go through coolhockey.com/THPN to do this order. That'll get you entered. You need to tell us which jersey you ordered. A winner will be drawn Saturday, June 6th via video podcast at HockeyPodNet. Winner's going to win a jersey, and you're also going to be able to go on to your favorite NHL team podcast. The Hockey Podcast Network has hockey podcasts from all 31 teams. What a great new contest from Cool Hockey and the Hockey Podcast Network.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. We talked through about most of it in segment one when we talked about all the signings this week. So let's switch gears a little bit. Instead of talking Flames news, let's talk about how the league currently stands on the NHL pause. Yes, the coronavirus is still gripping sports and no sports are really back yet. Lots of talk from all the leagues. Well, the first scenario that the National Hockey League was looked the direction they were going was to play in four non-NHL locations, get the regular season in, and then play the postseason, possibly delaying the start of next season. Well, we've switched gears a little bit, and it looks like now they were going to go play at four locations, which are NHL locations, one from each division, starting with the regular season, moving on into the playoffs. Well, now it sounds like the players don't want to be away from their home and their families, and the latest looks like the NHL will come back with a modified playoff format, playing in home arenas with no fans. Well, here's my opinion on that. I think we should cancel the season and focus on next season. But if we are going to play, which I'm not against, we need to pick one arena from each division and play out the remainder of the regular season and then move on into the playoffs, play it fully the way it should be played. But there's no way you cannot have issues when you have players going home, out in the public, traveling from arena to arena. I don't see how we're going to be able to do that without having some issues and some more spread. So testing, obviously, for any sport before it comes back is going to need to be the most primary key cog to getting any league back. But it did irritate me a little bit when I heard, and it's not a confirmed report, but hearing talk that the players don't want to be away from their families, which I completely understand. I wouldn't want to be away from my family either. But this is an odd and rare circumstance. And in a time where they could be facing huge, huge pay losses in escrow, in a CBA that's 50-50, and uncertainty on how that's going to be paid back and how much pay cuts these players are going to have to take, I think it'd be in the best interest of them to get these games in, try to get as much money as they can out of this, and try to salvage whatever we can. Time will tell on this one. I've actually been a little frustrated the last couple weeks with the back and forth news and the speculation. I love speculating. I love predicting. I love doing all those things. But after 4 weeks of quarantine, I'm getting sick of it. I just want to hear what's going to happen and a plan moving forward. Now, let's roll on into the fan question. And this is a good one. This is a really good one. From Fred Conway, Lethbridge, Alberta. Thank you for the question. And here it is. I have been hearing a ton of talk as of late about the Flames core and should it be broken up. Who are the three core players on the current Calgary Flames, and who do you see as the three core players 3 years from now? Great question. So who are the current core? I think today, as it stands right at this moment, it's Gaudreau, Giordano, and Monahan. Should it be broken up? Possibly. If we get back to hockey, how we do down the stretch will fully dictate that for me. But as we stand now, what I saw in the regular season doesn't really make me too happy. And I think some changes, some tweaks need to be made. Now, what will the core be 3 years from now? So in the 2022-2023 season, who will be the three core parts? I think you might be a little surprised with my answers, but I think it'll be Matthew Tkachuk. I don't think anybody will argue that one with me. Lindholm. If you think about it, from the time we've gotten Elias Lindholm, he has been on one of the only players on an upward trend each and every day. He's the real deal. And I think this guy's our number one center on this team. And I've got Noah Hanifin as my third. He's a young defenseman, an offensive-minded defenseman, can move the puck, can skate like the wind, has some defensive difficulties, but nothing that's not fixable in my mind. He has the attributes of what every team and every general manager is looking for in a defenseman now. And he's still young. We forget that. And I think he's been very good since we got him from Carolina, and I think his trend is upward. Now, who did I leave out? Well, I left out Rasmus Anderson, who I think will be a key cog for this team for years and years to come. I think he's probably going to be one of our top three defensemen for the next 5 years. And I left out Sean Monahan. I love Sean Monahan. He's been one of my favorite Flames for most of his career. But I think he's a second line center. And I think if we slot him correctly and quit giving him the pressure to be a first line center in this league, we'll see the best out of Sean Monahan, and he will be a great player for this Flames team long term. Johnny Gaudreau, I don't think he's going to be in Calgary in 3 years. I don't. Argue with me what you want, but I don't see him here. Now, a ton can happen in 3 years, and it's very, very hard to predict. But that was a great question, and probably one of my favorite questions to answer, because it really got me thinking about how does this roster tweak and how does this roster change and where are we in Calgary in 3 years? I think things look pretty bright.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans. Let's get life back to normal. I hope we all go out and have a great week. We will be back again next week for another episode, as these episodes drop Monday mornings on the Hockey Podcast Network and Tuesdays on flamesunfiltered.com. Check out that website for all kinds of Flames news information. You can talk to me on there. It's a great website. But also check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where you can get podcasts from 31 teams each and every week and find out everything you need to know about the National Hockey League. And you know what? Fill a lot of this downtime we have listening to great hockey talk. Have a great, safe week. Stay clean. Wash your hands. Please, everyone, as we move toward normalcy, let's be very cautious. Let's be very careful. It will help us in the long term. As for the show, we are switching into off-season mode. Next week, like we did this week, well, this week we went through the goaltending game plan. Next week, we're going to go on to the game plan for the defense. It should be a lot of fun. We appreciate each and every one of you listening to Flames Unfiltered every week. Message me on Twitter. Email me. Any questions, comments? I really want Flames hockey back. I know all of you do too. It's been an interesting year this year in Calgary, hasn't it, Flames fans? Have a good week. See you next week.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.